Welcome back to another exciting episode of Level Up and Live, the podcast that's your one-stop destination for all things personal development, success strategies, and living your best life. I'm your host, Sean Myers, joined by my co-host, Ewan Heinemeier. And today, we have an electrifying topic that's bound to turbocharge your journey to success. Get ready to ignite the power within you as we dive into the power of laser focus, how to get anything you want in life. Yes, you heard it right. It's the three-step process that's going to reshape your path to success. So buckle up, take some notes, and let's dive deep into the world of unstoppable focus. But before we jump in to the main event, a quick reminder to all our amazing listeners, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode filled with valuable insights and strategies. And hey, please do us a solid, leave us a review. Your feedback is the fuel that keeps this podcast engine running, and it's what allows us to impact more lives. So take a moment to share your thoughts and let us know how we're doing. And of course, if you've got a friend who's all about leveling up and living their best life, don't keep all this goodness to yourself. Share this podcast with them. And together, let's create a community of high achievers who are committed to reaching new heights.
So a number of weeks ago, after our huddle, after doing the podcast together, we're just getting some things straight, and we're discussing putting together a digital product. If there's one thing I know about Sean, it's his planner, and his planner has helped him succeed in life. Like, I think that would, if you were to ask him, it would have a major percentage of one of the few things that helped him succeed, and that's really putting everything down on paper, seeing a week's glance, and everything that goes into that too, not just to do stuff, but the emotions and the vision, everything behind it that goes with that planner. And so we wanted to turn this into a digital product. And Sean asked, what's the deadline? How long do we want to do this for? And I thought to myself, it could take 2 months, maybe 3 months. We've never done this before, but we want to serve. We want to give to people. We want to offer them something and help them succeed as well. Because I started using this thing myself, so I'm a big believer in this thing, and it's really helped me in my life. And I don't know why I said it, but I said 2 weeks. So I have no reference, but I know it's a short period of time. There's one thing I'm good with is a deadline. And so I'm spending early mornings working at it at nights, weekends to get it done. And it was a lot, but we got it done. I was laser focused. There was a whole team that was around it. It wasn't just myself, but we got it done. And it just proves the power of focus when there's something at stake. There's a desire involved and an achievement to be had, a product that would be produced that we can do something with. And so today we're discussing being laser focused and what you'll be capable of doing when you can get into that state. Sean, do you remember that conversation?
Yeah, I do, man. And the funny thing is like, so even though we're a part of the team, we're partners. And one of the things that I have learned about myself is one of my strengths is an activator, right? So it's easy for me to create a deadline for you. And the beautiful thing is it works so unison, and it works just like a hand in glove. It's like, okay, hey, if Ewan, that's where he shines, is needing a deadline. And then that's where he, as long as he needs a deadline, as long as he needs to feel optimal levels, as long as he needs to dial in and hone in on what it is, and then as long as he has a desire to do it, and if you check the boxes on all three of these, that is where you shine. That is where you become this unstoppable force. And I saw it from just sitting over here as your best friend and partner. I'm like, if this guy can do this, what it would take most people 12 months, 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, not even to mention, not even doing it, you did it in 2 weeks. I'm sitting here thinking like, if we apply those same principles, and I think that's why I'm so excited about laser focus in the episode today and sharing these three tips with our community, is because watching you do it, because I've applied it in my own life, like you said, and being intentional about it, as long as you tie these three key ingredients together, man, anything that you want to do in your life, in any area of life, you can move the needle in. It's such a beautiful thing, and it's such a beautiful experience watching you shine, because now I'm like, anything that pops up, I'm like, okay, how can I tie these three key ingredients that we're going to be sharing today to what it is that we're struggling with, having a challenge with, there's an obstacle or there's a hiccup, whatever it may be. And so I think it's going back, focusing in on what it is that is foundational. And I've just watched from over here, you follow these three steps.
Hey, just hearing you talk right there before we get into the three things that we believe are keys to focus. I'm sure there's more, but if you just stuck with these three that we're going to discuss, they will get you to where you want to go. And just hearing you talk right there, I hope you listening to this right now are getting very excited, because there's a lot of belief or disbelief based around what you're capable of doing. It, your belief is not true, right? It's not a truth, let's say. It's true to you, what you believe, but it's not truth as in the world, because some people might say, I'm not a runner. A lot of people say that. I used to say that. I'm not a runner. But can you walk? Yes. Can you run? Yes, I can run. So could you be a runner if you took the steps, if you focused on it? Could you be a runner? Well, the belief was at the start of that right there was, I'm not a runner. And so focusing means that you can do anything, anything. It lifts the barriers and the disbelief. It puts that to the side. Because you can just focus on taking action. And when you focus on it consistently, anything is possible. So you listening, this episode, whatever it is you want in your life, whatever you believe, focusing on whatever it is that you want, you can and will have it for sure. So let's jump into the first one, Sean.
Yeah. So in order to do all these different things, right, you may be hearing everything that we're saying and going, yes, guys, I get it, right? I need more focus. I need more needle driving actions in my life. And in order to do that, I'm a big believer, big advocate to set yourself up for success, right? And to being able to laser focus. So I look at it on a scale of 1 to 100. So if you're at 100, that basically means we all know, like, you're on cloud 9. You're feeling good. You're looking good. You're smelling good. You're showing up the best version of yourself. That is tip number one, is you want to feel fresh. You want to feel at optimal peak levels. And so what I mean by that is, to dive a little deeper, is where do you come alive? Where do you show up the best version of yourself during the day? We all have the same amount of time during the day. And for me, it's from 4 to 1 p.m. in the afternoon time. So I know in that time, from 4 to 8, I'm blocking off my non-negotiables. And at 8 a.m., man, I am dialed in. It's 9 a.m. Central Time right now, February 27th, and I'm feeling good, because this is my time to laser focus, be all in with you and Level Up and Live, the community, you listening to this, to give you the best possible content. So I'm feeling fresh. I'm feeling optimal. And this is what allows me to dive deep and laser focus and give you my heart and soul. So that's tip number one, is make sure you're fresh. Make sure you're optimal levels. It's hard. It makes no sense for me to shoot this podcast at 5 o'clock in the evening time. If I asked some of my other team members, they'd be like, yeah, that's where I shine. That's where they come alive, is their evening people. So this is self-awareness, knowing where you show up the best version of yourself, because that is what's going to allow you to laser focus, is when you are primed.
And just to paint the picture of what the opposite of that looks like, when you don't get good sleep, when you have eaten just trash, I think about Christmas break or Thanksgiving, and you're staying up later, you're sleeping in longer, and you're eating just whatever you want, and then you're asked to go achieve some big goal, you're not going to be in that state. You know that feeling, that brain fog, it doesn't allow you to think clearly. If there was ever a reason to stay healthy and be in shape, if you don't have a lot of people just want to look good, feel good, like as far as they want to take pictures on the beach. They know they got an event coming up, right? They want, that's a motivator for people to work out. But man, if you want to achieve your goals in life, man, working out, getting good sleep, good nutrition. We've harped on this for months and months at this point, but it's just so important for so many aspects of life. And if you want to achieve your goals, you're much more likely going to get there, and faster too, if you maintain those and be really consistent, for sure. Because I just think about when I'm not in that peak state, and it's just, and if it's multiple days, multiple weeks of that, think of all that you could have accomplished. The version of you that's doing it right and the version of you that's not, the version of you that's doing it right is miles ahead.
I'm curious on what would you tell somebody? It's like, okay, So for somebody that's listening, it's like, all right, well, I understand, like, laser focused. I know what I need to do between this time and this time, right? This is where I'm showing the best version of myself. I'm feeling good. Maybe it's right after coffee. Maybe it's right after workout. Maybe it's right in the first thing in the morning. But what would you tell people to do? What would you tell people to do outside of that time window? What do you do? Is it recovery? Is it focusing on breathing? Is it meditating? Like, to get back to that peak state, to that optimal levels, because we, you know, we're all different engines. We're all different human beings. We all have different energy levels. But I'm curious on what you would tell people to do to outside of those optimal peak level, you know, time frames to focus.
Man, I didn't know we were going to go here, but it really ties into tip number two. Point two is the desire. Because when you truly want something and you can envision it, you, in fact, you're already there in your mind. You want it so much, or you know it's going to be worth it to put that energy, that level of commitment into getting that thing that you're focusing on. Everything else needs to support that. So if you have those optimal hours, you really need to be kind to yourself to support those optimal hours. Like you said, recovery, that mindset, breathing, cold plunges, saunas, massages, all the things, you know, all those things really support that. So, man, when you have that desire, it really allows you to, outside of that, to continue to focus. It's a different type of focus. It's a supportive focus that goes towards the game time hours where you can achieve so much. And if you don't do that, those game time hours are wasted, right? That time is not utilized well. And it's a compounding game. It compounds up or it compounds down. Doesn't really stay flat. So yeah, I would say being kind to yourself and whatever version of that means to you. Maybe it's eating less junk or getting the extra hours of sleep or, yeah. What would you say? What would you do?
It's interesting to hear you say that because we're in this new training block for our newest competition, which we have both partnered up for High Rocks competition, March 16th, follow our journey along in social media. So I'm super excited about that, but I'm watching you firsthand apply these different ingredients. And are you perfect at it? No. Am I perfect at it? Absolutely not. But I think being intentional about it and talking about it, because right now, and this is worth noting, is you can have these three ingredients that we're talking about in these tips today, but if they are not balanced, it can be a recipe for disaster. And what I mean by that is that you can have a strong desire and laser focus, like for you showing up this morning, doing the interval runnings, right? Based on, and then, oh crap, I'm not getting any sleep, right? Because you're so excited about the training. You're so focused on showing up, the training, the results, the time frame, all these different things. So if they're not in balance, if the key ingredients are not the right ingredients in there, you can get out of whack fast, right? And so, go ahead.
That's a great point. I was going to say, last night was a horrendous night of sleep. Like I made a blunder, but 8:45, I passed out on the couch for about 10 minutes. I was just laying down, I was playing chess on my phone, and I was so tired that I passed out just for 10 minutes, and I woke up and it wrecked the rest of my night of sleep, which I know that about myself. But I think all the other days, all the other things I've been doing to support, I was able to get through it. I wasn't optimal this morning, but if I continued to do that and didn't get back on track, like really focus and hone in on what I'm going to do tonight, you know, to make sure I'm getting that good sleep, getting back on track, it would be so much harder. It's a compounding, negative compounding. If it's going there, if you have a bad night of sleep, you have to do everything in your power to make sure you get back on track. So yeah, for me, that's what I'm doing.
That's what it happens to a lot of people, right? Listening to this, I think, is that if we have that burning desire, if we have that, I'm excited, right? You got your dopamine, you got your endorphin. I think that's what's been happening, right? And you're seeing all these results and all this progress. And even our entrepreneur friends, our business owners, everybody that's listening to this, I think we spread ourselves too thin sometimes because of everything that we have going on in our lives, because there's that burning desire typically, right? But it's what you just said, right? Most people, they're like, they continue that same characteristic where you're just like, oh, I'm gonna muscle through this, right? And then you go get another, you get 2 hours tonight, and then it's only a matter of time before it's a recipe for disaster where you're like, man, I have depleted myself completely. So that's just self-awareness going back to, okay, hey, tonight I know that I'm going to do this, this, and this differently, because that's your focus. You're bringing the focus back, right? So you can allow these other key ingredients to show up.
And you know, you mentioned at Hyrox, if I was to think about it, it's the purpose right now. Like the desire and purpose go hand in hand. And the desire is to perform well. Like I really want to show up on that day. So I'm going to make sure I'm doing everything I can to give myself the best shot to keep up with you, which I know is going to be a challenge, right? Because you're extremely fit. I'm probably the fittest shape of my life right now, but I've not been in this ball game. But the purpose, if I'm trying to think, if I didn't have this coming up, I might just let myself slip here, let myself slip there. But because this looming deadline of March 16th, of this needing to be, everything's going to have to go right to perform well, I am focused. I'm really having to laser focus. Like, honestly, I'm thinking to myself, what would I do if I didn't have Hyrox in like 3 weeks? I would not be as purposeful for sure. So the desire is helping me be purposeful. And, you know, and training for this has also helped all other areas of life, because I'm having to get it all organized, all lined up, making sure I'm doing all things right with work, business, all the things, you know, so it all ties in.
Well, it leads to our third tip, right? Which is, you wouldn't be able to do any of these things, right? The optimal levels, the showing up the best version of yourselves, right? In those time lots that we're talking about during the day to move that needle. And then you wouldn't also be able to do the desire, the deadlines to move that needle for forward progress unless this third key ingredient, which is going to be forward thinking, backwards planning, right? And so none of this would come to fruition. You'd just be all over the place. You'd spread yourself too thin, and then you would overwhelm yourself. You would procrastinate. Coaching clients in 2023, I saw this all the time. They were so overwhelmed, right? Because they wouldn't, and I was mind blown, because people were winging it. Business owners were winging it, right? Versus forward thinking, backwards planning, having a structure, having a discipline, knowing what you're going to be doing the next day. Because if you don't, it's only a matter of time before it's a ticking time bomb. Somebody else is going to pull your energy and your bandwidth. Nobody's going to get a hold of me right now. The house would be burning down. You'd catch it on video on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. That's popping. But I'm still going to be here. I'm still going to be completely present, because I'm forward thinking, backwards planning. So we're able to structure that in into your day, and having that balance and those key ingredients to knowing exactly what you want your day to look like and your week to look like. And that's maybe more of the advanced version on a weekly design, which is what we I know you're going to touch on here in a second, which is our foundation of like just needle mover, getting to your goals, visualizing what you want your dreams to come true. You want your life to look a certain way, and you want to become the certain individual. To me, this is how I've been able to do those things in my life and manifest, is by what we're about to share with you. So hang with us.
And you're talking about planning with your weekly design planner, and it's now the stare down method, because to be able to get to your desires, to have that purpose, and we're talking about having a focus on those things, there's going to be a lot of things that you're not going to want to do. And many of those, if you don't have it planned out, you don't stand a chance, because it's going to hit you like a blindside. But if it's with a weekly planner, and the stare down method is where you stare down, we've talked about this in the past, the things you don't want to look at, but those are the very things that sabotage yourself. Those are the things that stop you from ever getting too focused. And it takes you out of getting to your purpose, your goal. And so the stare down method planner that we've been putting together is the digital product. And P.S., if you're listening to this show right now, if you DM us, what were we saying? We're going to say, if you DM Level Up and Live, the word focus, we're going to send you, it's a $37 product that we're selling. If you DM us, $37 was what the product, you're going to get it for free, and we're going to send it to you. And we'd like to ask you for a favor. It's in the beta phase. There's a lot to it, tons of value. It's 80% done. We would love for you to go through it, go through the material, find out where the value is, find out where you don't find the value, and give us feedback. We'd love to get your feedback. You're going to get this for free. DM us, we'll email it to you, and we would love to get your feedback, because it's going to help us, and And that is going to help so many more people as we continue to bring it out. So just throwing that out there. But yeah, for me, I was going to say, Sean, on I used to plan by the day to-do lists. Like, these are my top priorities. And or I say top priorities, these are the reactive things I better get handled. Because if I don't, it's going to be hell to pay. And so if it was a good day, okay, now I can get to my priorities. I got all the house burning stuff out the way. Finally, took me a month. Now I'm going to get to focus on my priorities. And boom, by the end of that day or the next week, I got more house burning stuff going on. So now I'm back to doing that, right? But not by not focusing on the day and focusing on the week, those things can be planned, scheduled. You see them coming. Everything has a place. And it's a game changer. It doesn't sound like much, but going from the day to the week made a huge difference for me. Being able to see it all in one go as well, it made a huge difference. Is that kind of what you felt before you used that?
Yeah. The first thing that pops in my mind is like when you are in reactionary, like you're being reactive, and a lot of people in that I know and have coached, they're waking up the next day, looking at their emails, looking at their text messages, and what happens immediately, how you start your morning is typically going to how your day is going to go. You are already in reactionary state, right? If you're already checking your email, checking your social media, you know, checking your phone, technology, your reactionary state, you're not going to be able to show up the best version of yourself, and you're not following the key ingredients. So you have to have these non-negotiables.
Just to the listener, people listening to what you just said, if you pick your phone up and scroll first thing or are in reactionary mode, that is not a good state. You don't need me to tell you that. If you're listening to this, you already know it's not what's going to get you to where you need to go, because it pulls your focus. Certainly not the focus of where you want to be going. Like, if you did have a desire, you did have something to focus on, being on your phone or doing anything that takes you away from that is not good. So we're speaking to you. I'm speaking to myself. When you're saying it, I'm checking myself too, right? Like, where's my focus getting pulled? So the stare it down method planner, come get it for free. P.S. So yeah, sorry, keep going, Sean. I had to say it because I'm like, people do it without thinking, you know?
100%. And it's interesting you bring that planner back up, because that's what it all kind of goes back to. It's the first thing, I don't even check my phone. It's on Do Not Disturb. I go straight to my office and I look at my planner. It's got a gratitude on there where I'm able to write down my gratitude, just spend some time, right? And spiritual. It just allows me to work on my soul, work on my well-being, work on my mindset, right? Because then when you start applying, putting one foot in front of the other and focusing in, right? Laser focus on gratitude, on your morning workouts, on you filling the glass up, putting your oxygen mask on first, man, you're able to serve the people around you that much better, because you're working on becoming the best version of yourself and you're not, you know, emptying yourself. And so the third one that is, as far as the key ingredients all tying together, having it foundational on the planner that we're talking about, is it's in front of you, right? And so another thing that I have noticed, the biggest difference between the folks that get to where they want to go, right, in life as far as different areas and their goals, is the ones that are consistent. If you're consistent, you can get the weekly planner, you can do all these different things, listen to podcasts, read books, listen to mentors, even hire a coach and spend thousands of dollars. But if you, the moment that you, it's out of your face and not in front of you, right, then you're going to go back, because human beings go back to what they're familiar with. And so I think that's why I love the planner so much, and the people that have applied the planner in their life have seen results in progress in these different areas of life, because it's in front of them. They spend time on the planner because that's what's important to them, versus checking the phone. Because so you're telling me that you're checking the phone, hitting social media, getting that dopamine hit in emails, that means that these people, these customers that you're following, are more important to your well-being. That's exactly what that's saying. The planner is foundational. It's in front of you. It allows you to show up the best version of yourself, be intentional about what's important to you, your goals, your values, your beliefs. This is what allows you to come alive.
Yeah, you know what you're saying there, man, is people could be hearing this planner, or it's just paper, and you're just writing stuff down, and you're seeing it all in one place. Okay, big deal. But it is a big deal, because as you are consistent, the key word that you said right there, what are you doing there? You are following through on the things that you want to do, that you said you would do. You're ahead of the things that you would typically have forgotten or would have let slide or did not want to stare it down and distracted yourself. You literally stepped out of focus. So when you're tackling those head on and it compounds, you're creating an identity, right? Your self-esteem rises to the level of commitment and following through on the promises you've made to yourself. If you can't keep a promise to yourself, your self-esteem, it just starts to dissipate. You're not someone that you can trust. You can't trust yourself because you could write something down and you don't do it. That just told your brain, well, there's another one. I just put a deposit in the bank of my self-esteem, a deposit in the bank of not following through again. Is this going to happen again? I don't know. It just happened. Could happen again. So now you're uncertain. When you have that planner and you're doing the things that you want to do and you're going to where you want to go, it builds. It builds your self-esteem and you become a doer. You can trust yourself and it compounds on what else is possible. That's what I've definitely gotten that from doing it. And even if you're just 10% better, 1% better, you did one extra thing. Because in a year's time, you're going to look back and you're going to see that you achieved considerably more. And you're going to have this image, self-image of yourself that you can handle it. You can trust yourself. And so what is available?
Yeah, I love that, man. And, you know, it makes me think like, why, if you watch, you know, TV and Netflix and Amazon and billboards, when you're driving down the highway and there's billboards, right? All these things. I mean, this has been going on for years and decades. The reason the advertising and marketing is so powerful is because it's in front of your face. Right? So why wouldn't we have the way we want our life to look in front of our face?
Yeah. It's your own billboard for your life.
It's your own billboard, right? It allows you to create the life that you want to live authentically and genuinely.
Every time you drive past it, right? Every time you look down, there's your life. There's your goal. And
that's right.
It's advertising to you that this is what's important.
There's so much noise out there, you, and there's so much distraction. As soon as we get done with this podcast and you leave today, you're going to see signs. You're going to see restaurants. You're going to see billboards. You're going to see your phone pulling your attention, guys. That is what's happening, is people are pulling your attention. And then you get to the evening time and you're tired and you do it all over again and you pick your head up at 60, 70 and go, what happened to my life? It's because you've been focused on all the noise and all the distractions. This allows you to go slow, to go fast, to build the life that you want to live 1% better every day.
I love it, man. So just to recap, optimal peak levels, you have to feel fresh. Number two, what is it that you desire? What is your purpose? And number three, forward thinking, backwards planning. There could be a ton more, right? People could be saying, well, what about this? What about that? But man, you have your things, but including these three core principles, you're going to be so significantly better than the version of you that doesn't really get a handle on this. And you have to ask yourself, where do I want to go? Do I want it that much? How do I want to feel? Where do I want to be? Who do I want to be? And once you get that straight, once you get that right, these are really going to tie in. So again, focus, DM us, focus, get the free planner. It's a product we are selling right now, but it's going to be free to you. So love your feedback. We really would deeply appreciate it. It's just going to help us get better. We like criticism. It's not a bad word around here. We crave it. So it's healthy for the future. So all right, brother.
Level up and live, baby.
Level up and live.
Well, that brings us to the end of another power-packed episode of Level Up and Live. We hope you're leading with a mind full of inspiration and practical tips to supercharge your focus. Remember, the journey to success is a continuous climb, and with the right focus, you can conquer any summit. If you love today's episode, stay tuned for more incredible topics in the upcoming weeks. And don't forget to follow us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Level Up and Live for behind-the-scenes content and updates. Until next time, keep leveling up and living your best life. This is Sean Myers, signing off. Stay focused. Stay great.